Air Marshal Slessor. The British Deputy, Air Commander in the Mediterranean, and his nominal but much less experienced success, superior. U.S. superior, General Spaatz, Spaatz, decided that supply dropping in the Balkans and even north in the latest stages of the war, North Italy, could be carried out by unarmed the COTA bracket C-47 bracket aircraft, which were normally used only for transport purposes in territory under Allied control. This idea, this concept transformed the position as regards availability of aircraft and made it possible for SOE to have at its disposal in the middle of 1944 whether based in the UK or in the Mediterranean, no less than 350 aircraft, a figure which previously had seemed absolutely impractical. Once that problem was overcome, the rate of supply to resistance movements was capable of increase to an extent which had previously seemed impossible. Perhaps the previous refusal of the British Chiefs of Staff to authorize more aircraft for SD, bracket special duties, bracket purposes, was a blessing in disguise, because it made it possible for all the ancillary matters to be worked out more thoroughly. For example, production of parachutes, construction of air bases and supply storage depots, and most important of all, the training of agents, both in parachute techniques and security measures. OSS, Office of Strategic Services.
You already talked about your liaison with them over Operation Torch.
Yeah, true.
Did you continue your liaison with them when you were assistant to Hambro?
Only incidentally. I mean, other people were doing that. I saw them, but rather more by accident than design, and I didn't have any regular function in connection with them.
What about when you were transferred to the planning section? Did that bring you into contact with OSS affairs?
On paper, anyway, yes. But I mean, I wasn't paying regular visits to their office or anything of that sort. I can't remember who was really. I think that
you were transferred to the planning section in 43, were you?
Yes, this was this was before Hambro resigned. He had a row over Greece. I think, yes, perhaps I ought to say something about that now. Did I dictate anything about Hambro? I said something to you, but I'm not sure if it...
Yes, we did record something on Hambro.
Yeah.
You were talking about how he didn't have much time.
Had too many jobs.
But can you say something about his resignation?
Yes.
Were you yourself concerned with his resignation in any way?
No. It happened really as a result of things about Greece which happened in Cairo. Before I was then in Cairo for a short time later on.
Probably if it didn't concern you personally, there's probably no need to go into it then.
I'm not saying no, I disagree. I'm just trying to see if I can say anything which nobody else is in a position to express an opinion. The most difficult countries for SOE and its relations with the Foreign Office and service ministries were Yugoslavia and Greece. The reasons were mainly political, and
This was the question of whether there should be any spot for the communists, was it?
Yeah, yes. Mainly political. And in each country, had roughly the same origin. There was a monarchy which on the whole was pro-Allied and showed great courage in resisting Nazi pressure in 1941, with the result that HMG had a genuine feeling of gratitude and obligation, not only to the country, but to the regime as it was in 1941. This situation was intensified by Churchill's general support of monarchy and detestation of communism. The result, in terms of resistance movements, was that in Yugoslavia, the emergence soon after the German invasion in Yugoslavia of General Mihailovic. A pro-monarchist officer and the development in Greece of a communist controlled Elas, ELAS, plus a much weaker and less influential democratic resistance movement, EDES, under General Zervas, Zervas, resulted in HMG and British government departments and ambassadors favoring the anti-communist organizations although at that stage they knew very little about them. SOE, which was